Aircheckdownloads.com.
Ed Sheeran's album drops today. The practice for the Miami Grand Prix ahead of Sunday's big race. It's all coronation on the TV, as you'd expect tonight. Adele's birthday, she's 35. Looks over shoulder, sea still murky. Sunshine and showers, supposed to be some sunshine today. 8 Celsius the high. Chuck it down tomorrow. Dry Sunday, rainy again Monday. Rest of the weekend, Sunday. And I've upset Liesl. I've gone early. I thought it was tomorrow your birthday.
No, it's always been the 13th of May. It never moves weirdly.
Have you officially changed the weekend of your birthday because you saw that coronation was going to... So I've gone early, given her a card.
Yeah. Well, I'm super annoyed because yesterday James gave me his card.
Isn't it better to be early than late, though? Which is,
yes, it is.
Which you have history
of. No, it feels like you're both going, oh, off my nest, get rid of that.
Let's be clear.
And that is exactly why you've both done it.
No, I was super excited about your birthday and I've just gone a week early. It's classic me. I'm just...
But giving a card to someone is it's on your to-do list, right? It's an errand. Whether you don't, it is a job. So to get your jobs done in good time, it's a good sense of order, and you didn't need to open it, but you did. And then you were rude.
Have you opened mine? You better not have.
No, I haven't.
Your birthday.
But I initially thought, when I got James's card yesterday, I thought he was thanking me for all the hard work that I put into the show and that award.
Yeah,
that's what he was doing.
And it was a card, a thank you card.
And it was just literally like a birthday card.
It was actually an Easter card. I got confused.
Callum FM, this is back on a Friday. It's just a bit fun.
It's time for funny fan facts.
Richard from Sheffield.
Hi, I'm Richard from Sheffield, and I'm a Hallam FM fan with a fact.
Okay, but so what I've got is a fact from Richard, a big listener to Hallam FM, listen to Big John at breakfast. Fact for him that I've bleeped part of. You've got to try and guess what the rest of it is.
I once... on national television, and it was a complete disaster.
Yes, Richard! I want something on national television, and it was a complete disaster! A complete disaster! But what was it?
I want... on national television, and it was a complete disaster.
I'm using the national anthem because it's topical, but it's in no way a clue.
Oh.
I want what on national television? See if you can guess. It was a complete disaster. See if you can guess. What's Richard from Sheffield done? Perhaps some of his friends and family will remember this. But would you like to make a guess, Lisa? What's he done on national telly?
Did he trump by accident?
Oh, gosh.
Because that can happen, can't it?
Well, fear, I guess.
Yeah.
If you find yourself on national television and you don't know what's going on and you can guff, I suppose. It's not... Is that... You want to go with that,
That's
do
what
you?
My guess
yeah,
is, yeah.
Right, I'm afraid.
Okay. On national television, and it was a complete disaster.
Did he sit behind Tess on Strictly? Because you know when she does her presenting bits, there's always a row of 4 or 5 people, and you can see their legs and their faces and their arms, and they never know what to do with them.
Okay.
Wow, that's such a... That's quite specific.
Lisa went with guffing, and you went with sitting behind Tess Daly on Strictly.
Yeah.
Amazing guesses, but no!
I once... on national television, and it was a complete disaster.
What do you think? WhatsApp now. See if you're right. 0114-221-4444. Hallam FM, the answer on the way.
Well, the first time we would have... Aircheckdownloads.com.